And Warwick Hadfield's with us now to talk sport. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Well, we all watched Usain Bolt take his first tentative steps towards the A-League yesterday while Appiah Leichhardt stepped up in the FFA Cup. Quite a day for football.
It was. Look, the hype meter was in the red yesterday. Some media outlets did more live crosses to the Central Coast than they did Parliament House. But just like that one, all we had at the end of it was rampant speculation about what might happen next. Will Usain Bolt get a contract? And look, if he does, where would he play? And the consensus was just kick the ball ahead and let him chase it, knowing he would always get there first. Though no doubt making him the envy of some folk in Canberra who have about 12 minutes left to get it right. Coach Mike Mulvey says Bolt will be given as long as 12 months to prove himself, and he says he's very, very determined to do that. Now, last night there was some real football to be watched, including another upset, little old Apia, Associana Polisportiva Italo Australiana, a real blast from the past in the game's long narrative in Australia. Particularly in a Sydney, if you're looking for a good Italian restaurant, the Apia Leichhardt beating Lygon Street's favourites, Melbourne Victory in the FFA Cup. Now, Victory might be regretting leaving their Japanese sensation Kazuki Honda at home after Leichhardt's own Japanese star, jockey-sized Tasuka Sakia, scored twice in the first half. Now, Victory got back on terms, but a third goal, a header, to the high-flying fullback Nathan Milgate in the 80th minute, made Apia Leichhardt just the seventh minnow to beat an A-League side. Sydney FC had better luck against Cairns. They went down 1-0 but got back in and won that game. So that wasn't an upset up there, Fran. But this one, a bit of a beauty. And gee, didn't the boys from Apia celebrate, Fran?
I'm sure they did. Yeah, Leichhardt would have been fun. In the AFL, Sydney believes Buddy Franklin will be fit to play this weekend against Hawthorn. It's all about his groin, will he or won't he?
I don't know what it is with Sydney Swans, all these famous groins throughout the history of the club. But look, the club wants him to play. And as we know, Fran, he's been playing injured for most of the year. He's hardly trained. And he still manages to put in performances that shade fully fit opponents. It's a top four spot up for grabs against Hawthorn. So every possible ministration is being made available to Buddy Franklin. And he will have right up to that moment, I think it's about 20 minutes just before the start of the game, when the player manager has to walk in and give the official team sheet to one of the AFL officials. And he'll have right up to that moment to prove his fitness, friend. That's how important he is in the way the Swans are looking to go for the rest of the season.
Go, Buddy. And Warwick, in Super Netball, if the Sunshine Coast Lightning win the grand final this weekend, they'll come a long way from their 0-3 start to the season, won't they? It's amazing how seasons can turn around, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? But look, Fran, they've, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, they've actually rattled up 10,000 kilometres of travel. They've been to Perth once before, and of course they have to go back there again this weekend. It's, of course, that's what happened when you have that rotten start to the season, and then you just managed to scrape into the top four by finishing fourth. But I wouldn't write them off, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.